Hey everyone!
Hola a todos!
This is Shahaira.
And this is Stephanie, and welcome back to another episode of Cuento Crimen Podcast.
And it's not just any episode of Cuento Crimen Podcast, it's the last episode of the year 2023, wrapping it up.
We made it!
Uh-huh, another successful year. And, you know, these times are siento como que son sentimental, like a little bit nostalgic, mm-hmm. and, you know, people go through different things. But if you're here today and you made it, struggle or not, we're proud of you and we're happy that you're here listening with us. Mm-hmm. I wish we could talk, but you know, oh man, that's the bad thing about podcasts, huh?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's crazy to think that it's another year wrapped up. And we just want to say a quick thank you to everyone who's been constantly listening. A todos los que nos mandan los mensajes mm-hmm. con sus palabras muy lindas. Like, we definitely appreciate it. And it makes our days, you know, because sometimes we're just like, what can we do better? Or mm-hmm. like, are people still out there listening? And y'all yeah. show us on a daily basis that y'all are.
We're so grateful. It's yeah. like now a little bit over 3 years of podcasting, and y'all are why we keep doing these episodes. Yeah. And we're so thankful for all the support y'all have given us throughout the 3 years. And this year when we released merch and our Telemundo feature mm-hmm. and all the comments and reviews.
The TikToks. That little hype that we got on yes. TikTok for a bit was pretty cool.
Yeah, we're so grateful for all the growth this year. And it's a big part to y'all that are listening and watching us.
It's because of them, yeah. And also, Stephanie did say merch. Así que les vamos a recordar. There's still some lingering t-shirts that we have. And we would really love to find them a home. I'm like weird. I think like sometimes objects have feelings. And mm-hmm. I'm like, these shirts are probably like, what about me? So
yes.
If you would like a t-shirt, just to remind you all, we have t-shirts. Have some notebooks, some stickers, and some mugs, right? We have a few mm-hmm. mugs left.
Yeah.
Y todos dicen los dichos, que es cada cabeza es un mundo, uno nunca sabe, y caras vemos, corazones no sabemos. So, you know, if there's one that resonates to you, just know that we got you. We got mm-hmm. you in a t-shirt, we got you in a notebook, and in a sticker. Mm-hmm. So
the notebooks are super cute and useful.
Yeah.
You know, you can have it as like, you know, quick notes type of thing in the kitchen type of thing
yeah.
or for school.
There, yeah. And actually, I don't know if we even show them the inside. It's like a bullet journal mm-hmm. on the inside. It's not like a, you know, the regular journals with the line. It's like a bullet journal. So yes. technically you can literally do anything, even mm-hmm. a sketch pad or something.
Yeah. They're so cute. I love them. And then also our t-shirts, they're really good quality. I've had one of those like type of t-shirts mm-hmm. from college. We got like a t-shirt, you know, first gen t-shirt.
Uh-huh. And oh, I didn't
yes, yeah. it's yeah, so no good. Though, I still wear it now as like a PJ shirt, you know?
I used to, but it doesn't fit.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay.
But they're actually really soft.
It's so good. And I was like, I like this t-shirt. And mm-hmm. that's what we did, right? We looked for that specific quality and brand of a t-shirt.
Yeah.
And we chose that t-shirt to print on, you know?
Yeah.
And so they're good quality, trust.
Yeah, they are. We're not just saying that. So yeah, so just a reminder, todavía tenemos por ahí unas cositas que quedan. So yeah, better get it before it runs out.
Yeah.
All right. So anyways, it is Wednesday. Todos estamos aquí para otro episodio. Y el caso de hoy is a bit on the shorter side, as you probably saw already. But it's actually a very, very recent case. Like I'm talking about it happened just this past month in November.
Yeah, apenas un mes. And like y'all know, investigators do take a while and they try to keep evidence concealed for the sake of the investigation. So let's keep that in mind. Don't have too much information in this case, but we'll share what we know.
El caso de hoy es el caso de Shakira Rucker. And she was a woman who was found dead inside a storage unit after days of being missing.
Antes de empezar, we do want to give y'all all a heads up because we will be talking about sensitive topics. Antes de empezar, les queremos dar una advertencia porque vamos a hablar de temas sensibles. Y también queremos decir que hablamos de estos casos con todo respeto a las familias y a las víctimas. Okay, let's begin.
Shh. Shakira Rucker tenía 37 años y ella estaba viviendo en Winter Springs, Florida. Y Shakira tenía 4 hijos, uno de 18, una hija de 16 y otra de 9, y el más chiquito tenía 7 años.
Shakira also had an estranged husband, Corey Hill. And this just means that they are legally married, but they no longer live together. Y la verdad, no pudimos encontrar detalles de su relación and like why they separated and why they haven't like legally got divorced, you know?
Nomás sabemos que ellos dos ya no estaban viviendo juntos como pareja. But what we do know is that regardless of this, you know, Shakira was persevering in life. She was okay being a single mother. Everyone describes her as a beautiful person inside and out, someone who loved her children. And she was also very close to her church community.
Yeah, we read that she had a lot of faith in God, and all her loved ones described her as someone who had a lot of joy and just overall a good person. Y el 11 de noviembre del año 2023, so literally just last month, Shakira salió de su casa like any other day, and it was a bit unsure where she was going, although her family did believe that she had gone out with Corey, her estranged husband.
And at first it seemed like no one was too concerned, like, you know, like no one was like, oh, why are you going out? Or, you know, like she was going out, taking a little break. That's kind of like what it was, something very casual. But when the next morning comes, her family realizes that Shakira never made it back home.
And they tried to get a hold of her, but no luck. She isn't answering her phone calls or her text messages. Y su familia la reporta desaparecida. And that's when the searches begin.
And y'all, like, if there's one thing we saw, it was a very united family in this case. Like, all of her brothers, her sisters, her children, todos se reunieron a, you know, ayudar a los investigadores en las búsquedas, but they were also running their own. And they all searched a total of 4 counties. Yes, the FBI was involved. And, like, we watched as, you know, everyone is, like, out in the rain and just, you know, her family's like standing outside of like the police station waiting to see if they have any results. And it was just super clear that everyone was so concerned and everyone just wanted Shakira home.
And if you really think about it, 4 counties is a lot of ground to cover.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they were putting all their efforts into finding Shakira. And it's heartbreaking to have, you know, heard her siblings speak about her sister's disappearance. You can really hear the pain that they're going through and the grief, you know, like all their efforts and like their wishes for her sister to come back home.
Yeah.
Like you can really get that from like interviews.
And honestly, like I can't even imagine being in that position myself. Like my heart definitely goes out to anyone who has gone through something like this.
So yeah, everyone is putting in, they're all trying to get Shakira back home. And 7 days later of just, you know, extensive searches, it all comes to an end.
El 18 de noviembre, como a las 5 de la tarde, la policía recibió una llamada coming from a storage facility located in Apopka, Florida. Y la persona que estaba llamando les dijo que había un olor that was coming from one of the units and that this smell was very particular and very strong.
And so the authorities van a este lugar y cuando llegan, encontraron a una mujer muerta in the storage unit that they called about. And when they like look more into it, they realize that she was shot to death. And later they were able to identify this woman as Shakira Rucker.
And like the one thing that comes to my mind is like todo el tiempo que su familia la estaba buscando, el cuerpo de Shakira estaba allí in that storage unit. Like, isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's like one of the things about like when a person is missing, like you just never know where they are or how, or like in what state.
Yeah, I think it's crazy that you can't know where until it's revealed,
it's
you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's like the crazy part. Like you just wish you knew. And so now they are at this location inside a container. And so police officers and investigators begin to investigate and, you know, look what they can find inside the container and outside the container, just trying to get any clue, right? And one of the first things that they do is, who is the owner of this storage unit? Mm-hmm. And cuando se fijan, this storage unit estaba registrado a Corey Hill. And if y'all remember, this is Shakira's estranged husband.
Coincidence? Definitely not. And of course, after finding out this information, Corey becomes the prime suspect of the investigation. Y cuando van y lo buscan, it turns out that Corey was actually already in custody for something unrelated to Shakira's case.
He is really making investigators' job a lot easier since he's already detained. There,
yeah.
So it turns out que la noche del 12 de noviembre, which was the day after Shakira was last seen, that day fue cuando Corey fue arrestado. And he was charged with 4 counts of attempted murder after allegedly shooting at a former girlfriend and her family.
And I feel like these two actions being next to each other, like back to back, speaks volumes. Like, el 11 de noviembre, he was last seen with Shakira, right? And then the next night, he does something like this. It's kind of like he was, like, raging. It's kind of like something was a bit off with him or, like, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Like you said, November 11th, he was with Shakira committing a crime. And then the next day, he is shooting at a former girlfriend and her family.
It's intense.
It's intense. It's like 2 days of rage.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, at this moment in time, they have a lot against Corey. And you would think, like, you know, storage unit registered to his name, you know, is a lot of evidence. But there's more. Investigators also found a still image from a surveillance video. Y en esa imagen parecen las dos personas que parecen ser Corey and Shakira.
And this image came from a restaurant that was located in Polk County el día que ella desapareció. But unfortunately, police have not been able to get a hold of the whole video. Like, it's just this still image. And the reason I bring this up was because cuando estamos mirando entrevistas de la familia de Shakira, en un video sale su brother and he's expressing how he would love to see the video because that way he can look at interactions. He can look at if his sister was okay or like, was she under the influence? Was she, you know, being forced against her will? And I never thought about that, like the how much a video can say versus a picture.
Yeah, that's a really good point because you can get a lot from that video. Like, how was her last moments, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Was she stressed and, like, there by force?
Yeah.
Or was she more, like, careless and going, you know, with
they were
the
just
moment by
out.
Moment? Yeah, and, like, was she expecting something like this? Was she not? Like, you can get a lot from a video. And so, yeah, Shakira's case ended tragically. And as for now, Corey is still detained and he is awaiting trial. And, you know, like we said, this case just happened last month. And so we know that these things take a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm just glad que Corey ya está en las manos de la justicia. You know, like, importantly, like, Shakira's family is getting justice. And aside from that, Corey is no longer out hurting someone else. Like, what if he went back to hurt his former girlfriend, you know? And as far as Shakira's 4 children, it's very tragic, you know, that they lost their mom. Like, ahora no tienen su mamá, and like, now they have to navigate through life without her. We did find a GoFundMe in which all profits will be going to them and like their future and just making sure that they're good, you know, financially. So you can keep an eye out for that link over on our Instagram if you would like to contribute. I'm sure anything and everything would help.
As we said in the beginning, there's 4 kids and the ages range. And so a lot of you might be wondering, you know, what's going to happen. And so we read que el más mayor de todos, who is 18, has stepped up to take care of his younger siblings. And although it warms my heart to hear this, it also breaks my heart knowing that these kids, you know, will forever miss their mom. Mm-hmm. It's like bittersweet because at least like they will, you know, stick together. This young man is like amazing for this. Like, this young man is really stepping up and, you know, taking his siblings in. But it's just sad.
It is really sad. Thankfully, he was 18 and, you know, is considered an adult and can, you know, take his siblings. But at the same time, like 18, like he's still a baby. He's still, you know, growing up and understanding life. And then on top of that, he's also processing the loss of his mother.
Yeah, it's like he has to be the one that is the strongest for his little siblings. So yeah, we will be sharing that GoFundMe, mm-hmm. So we can help these kids out.
Yeah, for sure. Y como siempre decimos, es muy difícil to wrap some of these episodes up. And I feel like, you know, just how do you end in a positive note after talking about something that's so tragic? Entonces hoy queremos cerrar with a quote from Shakira's brother. In this quote, he is describing his sister, and we just thought it was very sweet. He says, and we quote, "She was a caring person. She cared about her kids. All she wanted to do was go to church and just live and have fun," end quote. And so with that being said, hopefully, you know, her children and her family keep her memory alive, and they always remember Shakira as the joyful person that she was.
Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see y'all next year.